Every day, I think about cutting. Many things. Many, many different things. If I truly look at it, life can be hard. Endless problems, endless troubles disturb our peace of mind. Every day, I think about life and imagine reinventing myself. Moving to an entirely new world, a new country, finding an entirely different job where nobody knows me. I was telling this to my husband, who just looked at me with a puzzled look. Though jokingly said, part of me is truly serious. Part of me craves a kind of release from my own drive and ambitions in life. Part of me just wants to chill and relax and just be free. Free from worries, daily struggles, and worries of every day. Part of me just wants to quit. I say this honestly, for I fear my own motivation to do so much. I have this vision of success that also motivates me to go further, be better, and be my ultimate best self. Worthy of the many gifts God gave me. I hear a lot of the motivations as well that hold me back, that keep me from being who I truly am, but I embrace them and I wear my fears on my sleeve. I think about what makes me wake up in the morning. Each quiet morning, looking at my husband and child sleeping soundly next to me. And I whisper to myself, this is my why. Why I wake up, why I work hard, why I try to be worthy of my job every day. Pursuing my passions to succeed and to be so much more than who I am by sharpening my skills and reflecting hard on the things I need to unlearn. I let go of a lot of things, of comfort zones, of easy-peasy roads, and dare to go towards where it's risky, but where it will ultimately lead me to beautiful destinations. Every day I pray hard. I pray hard for God to grant me enough grace to last me through the day. Every day I overcome my fears, try to outgrow my insecurities, and try to challenge myself to move. One small step out of my comfort zone. A single step that will make me waddle, but will also make me fly. Fly, without a harness, feeling the vulnerability of the breeze all around me, and I can either see it or as free fall, or see it as gliding through wistful clouds and soaring toward greater heights. And I struggle. Every day I struggle against myself, wanting to be free from the limits of my mind, be free of the hurdles of tomorrow, and just believing like a child in the strength of God's grace. That even if I lose my way, even if I fall, even if the worst of the worst can happen, I'm still here. I will never falter. I will never lose my way. I will always be me, always, always be me. And as I struggle against myself, as I doubt my own abilities, and as I struggle against the tides of the now and the foreseen waves of tomorrow, I pause, holding my breath, breathing in and breathing out, slowly and surely, for I know that no matter what, God will always be with me, and He will always set me free.